Putnam Berkeley Audio presents The Sea Hunters 2 by Clive Cussler and Craig Durgo, read by Edward Herman. We all have a fascination for the sea and the mysteries that lie in the deep. It is still one of the great unknowns. Adventurers climb high mountains to reach the summit and feast on the horizons 50 miles away. A diver does not share that pleasure. Unless he is diving in the clear tropics, his visibility is seldom more than 20 feet. He can only wonder what lies in the murk beyond. Men and women have hiked over most of the world's landmass, and what little we haven't encountered has been photographed from satellites. Giant observatories and the Hubble telescope have shown us the wonders of deep space. But the human eye and the camera lens have recorded less than 1% of the wonders that lie below the surface of the seas. The dark liquid void is still a great unknown. Thanks to mushrooming scientific interest, however, deep water technology has awakened. Probes have studied everything from bottom storms and the migration of sea life to currents, geology, underwater acoustics, and the increasing bugaboo of pollution. Because of new, sophisticated equipment that can probe thousands of feet down, great shipwrecks of history have been discovered in the silent darkness after lying centuries in unmarked, watery graves. Men like Bob Ballard and companies like Nauticos have reached and photographed several of these lost wrecks, but many lie there yet, waiting. That's what we do. We try to find them. The National Underwater and Marine Agency, NUMA, searches for lost ships of historic significance in the hopes of finding and surveying them before they have deteriorated and are gone forever. Since we are a shoestring operation funded mostly by my book royalties,